begin today's podcast, we invite you to join us in learning a variety of yoga positions for couples and also for happiness, because at the heart of the yoga practice we discover a great spiritual love. Next, we continue our exploration of the Hindu god with the elephant head, Ganesha, and hear the magical tales and legends which surround this mystical and much-loved deity. To conclude, we will meditate upon the communion with Ganesha. Amaris and Tiger Lily will guide you through today's revelations.
Welcome to Tantra FM, a step into bliss. I'm your host, Amaris. The Asanas of Happiness, Part 1. Even when we don't know it, love is the supreme law of the universe, a mysterious law that governs and orders everything, starting with a lifeless atom and ending with a union of rational beings. All our actions and thoughts originate in this love, and to it they are drawn as towards a divine center of irresistible attraction. Yoga is a path of knowledge and at the same time a path of love and loving. Therefore, sages have transmitted to humanity postures that are to be performed by couples so that the relationships we have are harmonious and spiritual. The asanas presented in the following may be performed before lovemaking as well, because they create an ineffable state of harmony between the two lovers. The perseverant practice of these asanas will help you and your lover evolve spiritually and lift your souls to reach the supreme ultimate freedom together with the beloved. The heart of this yoga practice is, of course, love. Navasana. The posture of the ship. This asana helps you trust your lover and rely on your love. Sit on the floor, facing each other, knees bent, and touching with your soles your lover's soles. Hold your hands or use a scarf if you cannot reach your lover's hands. Make sure there is enough space behind you in case you lose your balance. Keep your spine as straight as possible. Lift both of your feet, keeping your knees slightly bent in the beginning. Lift each foot in turn, maintaining the contact with your lover's foot. Once you straighten your feet, exhale deeply, keeping your chest up and the spine straight. Keep this pose for as long as possible. Perceive the activation of Manipura chakra. Enhanced will, self-confidence, and trust in your lover. Virabhadrasana, the pose of the hero. This asana helps you have a greater capacity to love spiritually. The perseverant practice of this asana will help you have great force, impact as a couple, as well as the energy to fulfill your goals and overcome any obstacles together with your beloved. How to perform the asana. The left side. Face your lover, step forward with your right foot so that your feet touch each other on the inner part of the shank. Lift your arms and bring the palms at the level of the chest. Press your hands to those of your lover. Place your left foot back as if taking a big step. The ankle and the floor should form a 45-degree angle. Keep the soles of the feet on the ground and bend the right knee to form a 90-degree angle. Breathe in calmly, in the same rhythm with your lover, keeping eye contact all the while you're performing the asana. Come out of the asana smoothly. Focus to perceive the energy flowing through the palms of your hands and the right foot. Perceive the activation of Anahata Chakra and Muladhara Chakra in its receptive aspect. Perceive enhanced vitality, trust in your lover, self-confidence, calm, and a feeling of security. On the right side, Face your lover, step forward with your left foot so that your feet touch each other on the inner part of the shank. Lift your arms and bring the palms at the level of the chest. Press your hands to those of your lover. Place your right foot back as if taking a big step. The ankle and the floor should form a 45-degree angle. Keep the soles of the feet on the ground and bend the left knee to form a 90-degree angle. Breathe calmly in the same rhythm with your lover, keeping eye contact all the while you're performing the asana. Come out of the asana smoothly. Focus to perceive the energy flowing through the palms of your hands and the left foot. Perceive the activation of Anahata chakra and Muladhara chakra in its emissive aspect. Perceive enhanced vitality, trust in your lover, self-confidence, calm, and a feeling of security. The Asanas of Happiness, Part 2. The letter V. A method for bringing more harmony into your couple is to perform the posture called the letter V. This posture takes the exploration of intimacy and trust even further. Hold your lover's wrists and lean towards the back, trying to reach the position where you are balanced. Arch your back and come out of this pose real slow. Focus on the energetic exchanges that occur through the arms. Perceive the activation of Svadhisthana chakra and the capacity to have highly erotic feelings. You may take this pose even further. Hold your hands in the same way and then bend your knees. You will notice that the ability to be balanced by your lover is determined by the capacity each of you has to resonate with the other. The more you maintain this pose, the greater is the harmony between the two of you. The practice of this pose will help you and your lover have highly erotic experiences. Vrikasana, the pose of the tree. Vrikasana will grant the couple that performs it perseveringly the capacity to focus with great love on high ideals. The two lovers will accede through their love to the superior mental level of the universe. How to perform this asana? The left side. Stand next to your lover, leaving a distance of a few centimeters between you. Place your arm around your lover's waist and set your soles on the floor so that you'll have a good balance. Your lover should do the same. Bend the knee that is in the exterior. The woman will bend the right knee and the man will bend the left knee, and place the sole of the foot on the inner part of the thigh. Place the palm opposite to the side where your lover is, the woman the right hand and the man the left hand, on your lover's palm, keeping them up to the level of the chest. Come out of this asana slowly. Focus on the left side. Perceive the activation of Anahata chakra and Ajna chakra simultaneously. The woman perceives the activation of the receptive aspect of Ajna chakra and the man the emissive aspect of Ajna chakra. Perceive the state of love that embraces you, as well as an enhanced capacity for mental focus. The right side. Stand next to your lover, leaving a distance of a few centimeters between you. Place your arm around your lover's waist and set your soles on the floor so that you will have good balance. Your lover should do the same. Bend the knee that is in the exterior. The woman will bend the left knee and the man will bend the right knee, and place the sole on the inner part of the thigh. Place the palm opposite to the side where your lover is, the woman the left hand and the man the right hand, on your lover's palm, keeping them up to the level of the chest. come out of this asana slowly. Focus on the left side. Perceive the activation of Anahata chakra and Ajna chakra simultaneously. The woman perceives the activation of the emissive aspect of Ajna chakra, and the man the receptive aspect of Ajna chakra. Perceive the state of love that embraces you, as well as an enhanced capacity for mental focus.
Hello, and welcome to Tantra FM, the key to your heart. I'm your host, Tiger Lily. Ganesha, the god with the elephant head. Part 3. Ganesha has the cosmic egg in his abdomen. There is a legend about Ganesha's prominent abdomen. It is said that the god of wealth, Kubera, once invited the divine couple Shiva and Shakti for dinner, to boast his wealth. The divine couple declined the invitation and instead sent their divine son, Ganesha, and asked Kubera to feed Ganesha. Kubera laughed, saying, "I can feed many children such as this one." Ganesha sat calmly at the table and started eating. First he ate all the food. Then he ate the furniture. And then he ate the palace. Frightened, Kubera heard the little god saying, "You promised my parents to feed me. Now I will have to eat you as well." Kubera ran for his life and asked Shiva for help. Shiva gave him some rice and advised Kubera to give this rice with deep humility to Ganesha. So, Kubera came back. Meanwhile, Ganesha's stomach had become gigantic and he was ever joyful. When Kubera offered him, with great humility, the rice, Ganesha's hunger was finally quenched. It is also considered that Ganesha is represented thus because he has the cosmic egg within him. The patron of the Ganas, beings. There is a very significant story revealing the way in which this god has become the patron of Ganas and earned the name Ganesha. In the old times, Shiva was the unique master of the gods, semi-gods, people, demons, phantoms, spirits, and all other existent beings. But because he was always in the state of divine ecstasy, samadhi, the gods and the other beings found it very difficult to communicate with him. Any time they were in trouble, they needed to spend hours on end praying and singing songs so that Shiva could come to their state of consciousness. Therefore, the Ganas felt the need for another leader, who would be easier to call and to solve their problems and to protect them when they needed. They came to Brahma, but he could not help them with this problem, so they turned to Vishnu to persuade Shiva to appoint a new Ganapati, leader of the Ganas. Vishnu suggested that they should pick one of Shiva's sons, Kartikeya or Lombada, Ganesha, as a leader. In order to decide whom of the two deserved the title of Ganesha, the gods and semi-gods decided to organize a contest. On the established day, all came for the contest presided by Vishnu and attended by Shiva and Shakti. Vishnu announced the test. The two should make the tour of the universe, and the first to arrive back would be appointed Ganesha, the Lord of the Ganas. After announcing the trial, Kartikeya flew into space, riding his fast peacock to cross the universe as quickly as possible. During all this time, Ganesha stood still on his rat without moving an inch. Vishnu, noticing that Ganesha did not move, told him to hurry up. On Vishnu's insistence to enter the competition at once, Ganesha smiled, paid his homage at the feet of his mother and father, humbly saluted all the present ones, and then flew away on his rat. Now let us perform a meditation with the following theme, the communion with Ganesha. In order to help our concentration and to create a better resonance with the aspect we are meditating upon, we shall use a musical support. Sit down on a chair with your spine straight or assume a meditation pose such as Sukhasana, Vajrasana or Padmasana. For those of you who are still unfamiliar with these positions, you can learn about them on www.shivashakti.com. Make sure your spine, neck and head are straight and in a vertical position. Relax your entire body. Empty your mind and acquire a strong inner focus. Do not allow anything to disturb your concentration at this point. Start breathing deeply and rhythmically. With each inhalation, imagine that you are bringing peace and harmony into your being. Also, with each exhalation, imagine that you are eliminating all tension, stress, and anything else that might disturb your meditation. Now we are ready to begin. It is time to focus our mind and meditate upon the state of communion with Ganesha. Thank you. That's all we have time for today. I'm Tiger Lily, wishing you love and light.